Since last month, when the government announced a purported ceasefire with Boko Haram, the group has continued to carry out deadly attacks on villages in northeastern Nigeria. In Potiskum, at least 46 students died and about 80 others were injured when a suicide bomber detonated a bomb at a government school on Monday. The attacker dressed as a student and infiltrated the morning assembly at the school. In recent weeks, Boko Haram has carried out more abductions in the region. Local officials in the village of Mafa report that 30 children, both boys and girls, the youngest 11 years old, were forcefully taken from their village late last month. Reports from the remote area are slow to emerge. More than 70 others, mainly young girls, were abducted during two separate attacks just days before. According to Betty Abba, founder of Sea Hope, a Nigerian group protecting the rights of young people, the continued attacks lead many to doubt any agreement between the government and Boko Haram to release hundreds of girls kidnapped in April.
One of the basis of the ceasefire, as we heard, was the release of the girls. But instead, we've had two more abductions, and which is a clear breach of one of the conditions for the ceasefire. So at this point, we are even confused. We don't know if we're even dealing with the real Boko Haram or some impostors.
In April, Boko Haram abducted more than 275 schoolgirls from their dormitories at a government-owned school in Chibok. Activists campaigning for the release of the abducted girls estimate as many as 1,000 girls are currently held captive by Boko Haram. In a recent report, Human Rights Watch detailed how Boko Haram violates the rights of the girls. While the government has not yet rescued any of the girls, a few have managed to escape. One girl describes her ordeal.
One of them raped me. I begged him to be merciful for the sake of my baby. He refused to listen. He said I should drop the baby, so I dropped the baby.
The account of another girl confirms the belief that Boko Haram is holding a large number of young women and girls.
At the place, there were several women staying there. Some were already married to the insurgents in their hometowns, while the other were brought there and were married off.
For many like Abba, founder of Sea Hope, a Nigerian group protecting the rights of young people, kidnapping young girls has become a key tactic Boko Haram uses in its insurgency against the Nigerian government.
The abductions looks like they are using it as a weapon of war to hold the government to ransom. The girls are the victims, and we have hundreds of girls whose futures have been put on a hold, who have been traumatized, who have been violated every day, whose future is clearly uncertain, and for some reason government is unable to effect their release.
After several days of uncertainty about the truth, Boko Haram released a video saying that it never had any peace talks with the government. There is little verifiable information about the Islamist group and its makeup. Some security analysts say that the group is now fractured and without leadership, a dynamic that will complicate negotiations. Mercy Shegun of Human Rights Watch says something has to be done to address the plight of the girls.
These women need justice for the crimes that they have suffered. They need information about how to access the medical attention that they need, and also to receive the psychological counseling that would help them.
Families of girls abducted by Boko Haram have been thrown into further agony following Boko Haram's announcement that it did not reach a truce with the government after all. But the government continues to assure the nation that it is stepping up efforts to free the girls. With so little evidence that the government is taking any concrete action to release the girls, and so many false promises in the past, many in Nigeria find it difficult to believe the government at all. Sam Olukoya, FSRN, Lagos.